الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، تسجيلات دار السنة السلفية في لندن يسرها أن تقدم لكم هذه المادة. نسأل الله عز وجل أن ينفع بها الإسلام والمسلمين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ولي الصالحين، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، فالحمد لله. We gather this evening or this afternoon after صلاة العصر. نعم، in these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, best days of the year, the best 10 days of the year where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears by them, وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ, swears by Al-Fajr and the 10 nights, referring to these 10 days. And Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma in Tafsir ibn Kathir reported that Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma said that these are the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Why are these days the best days? Because in these days are all of the ibadat covered in them. Hajj, Umrah for the one doing tamattu. Huh? And in the Hajj and Umrah, how much you have of ibadat? You have tawaf, you have sa'i. For those who are doing tamattu, Hajj tamattu, they will be sacrificing. And Hajj Qiran, they will be sacrificing. So it is great ibadat, and those who are not in Hajj will also be sacrificing, which is the Prophet ﷺ encouraged for the one who has the ability to sacrifice the odd here. And there's other ibadat, encouragement to fast, encouragement to do extra prayers, to keep up our salawat al-khams, Allahu Akbar, and sadaqah and charity. So in these 10 days, all of the ibadat come together. Also, the Rasul ﷺ said, hadith which is in Bukhari, it's reported in Bukhari, the Prophet ﷺ said, مَا مِنْ أَيَّامٍ الْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحِ فِيهِنَّ أَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْأَيَّامِ الْعَشْرِ. There aren't any other days greater, يعني more beloved to Allah than actions done and performed in these days. قَالُوا وَلَا الْجِهَادِ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ قَالَ وَلَا الْجِهَادِ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا رَجُلٌ خَرَجَ بِنَفْسِهِ وَمَالِهِ وَلَمْ يَرْجَعْ بِشَيْءٍ وَلَمْ يَرْجَعْ ذَلِكَ بِشَيْءٍ. Except for a person who went out for it with his self and his wealth, and he didn't come back with any of that. So somebody went out and he came back, subhanAllah, he came back, then your actions done in these days better than that. So we wanted to partake in this. May Allah subhanAllah accept it in these 10 days. We wanted to share some beautiful lines of poetry about the manhaj al-haq, the correct methodology. We already went over this with the brothers in Slough, and we wanted to go over it with the brothers here. And na'am, and this is the way of ilm, is always repeating it, tikrar, in order that we benefit ourselves, not being bored with knowledge. Because knowledge, wallahi, for the person who seeks it sincerely for action, the knowledge is salvation for that person. Na'am. So we need to repeat ilm, and not belittle ilm. And knowledge, as Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah said, is قال الله قال رسول قال الصحابة. This is knowledge. ليس بالتمويه, without any doubt. ما العلم نصبك لخلاف سفاهات بين الرسول بين رأي فلاني. And it is foolishness to compare the statement of anyone else with the statement of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Anyone else. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, اتبعوا ما أنزل إليكم من ربكم ولا تتبعوا من دونه أولياء. Follow that which has been revealed to you from your Lord, and do not follow any others besides that. Yani in opposition to that, if anyone says anything as an error or mistake in opposition to what Rasulullah SAW said, then leave it, throw it against the wall, and take the statement of Rasulullah SAW. As Imam Malik rahimahullah said, كُلٌ يُؤْخَدُ وَيُرَدْ إِلَّا صَاحِبْ هَذَا الْقَبْرِ. Everyone's statement is accepted or rejected except the companion of this grave. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us sincere. We are in need of ibadah, wallah. We are in need of ilm al-nafi' wal-amal al-salih. هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى والدين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. If you want the deen to prevail, then al-huda is علم النافع, beneficial knowledge. ودين الحق is عمل الصالح. الشيخ صالح فوزان mentioned that with these two, the deen becomes uppermost, and there will be izzah for the person who's upon these two, and that is beneficial knowledge and righteous actions. And of course, that has to be coupled with sincerity, with ikhlas and ittiba', following the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم sunnah. So Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di rahimahullah left a beautiful lines of poetry. He died in the year 1376 Hijri. Naam, one of the teachers of Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah. And these lines of poetry, we will not be able to cover all of it today, 65 lines. But inshallah, at least it's a reminder, wallahi, a reminder for myself first and foremost. Because if not in knowledge, you will forget, and then shaitan will occupy your time. So, busy ourselves in that which benefits. Number one, فَيَا سَائِلًا عَنْ مَنْهَجِ الْحَقِّ يَبْتَغِي. So all one who seeks, who is asking about the methodology of haqq, the true methodology, يَبْتَغِي, seeking. سُلُوكَ طَرِيقِ الْقَوْمِ حَقًّا وَيَسْعَدُ. He's seeking the path. سُلُوك, he wants to tread that tariq, that path of the people. Who's he referring to? The people. حَقًّا وَيَسْعَدُ. The people of happiness. And who are they? They are no doubt the نَبِيِّينُ وَصِدِّيقِينُ وَشُهَدَاءُ الصَّالِحِينَ. And the righteous, the best of the people, the prophets. And the righteous, the prophets and the martyrs and the righteous. Naam, the truthful ones and the righteous. SubhanAllah. These are the best of the people, the prophets and messengers who came before us. Not like what Farrakhan said. He said when they asked him about, they said to him, you are a messenger of Allah. He said, prophethood is too cheap. SubhanAllah. Prophethood is too cheap. The prophets are the best of the people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. Whoever obeys Allah and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the one who will be with those who Allah has blessed. Allah has blessed. أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَصِدِّيقِينَ, from the prophets and the truthful ones. وَمِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَصِدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءُ وَالصَّالِحِينَ, and the martyrs and the righteous ones. So they are the best of the people. So how is it they're talking against, or he belittles the best of the people, the prophets who came? تِلْكَ الرُّسُلُ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ. Such are the messengers. We have raised some over others. Yes, the best of them are the patient five. أُولُو الْعَزْمِ, the prophets of firm resolve. نعم, نوح عليه الصلاة والسلام, إبراهيم عليه الصلاة والسلام, وموسى عليه الصلاة والسلام, وعيسى عليه الصلاة والسلام, والنبي عليه الصلاة والسلام, the Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم. The best of them, and he is the best of them. And he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the best of them. Naam. So, which path is it that we want? We want to seek that path, that manhaj. And the word manhaj is not a new word. People say, oh, you talk about aqidah and manhaj. It's not a new word. Huh? Look, لِكُلِّنْ جَعَلْنَاهُ شِرْعَةً وَمِنْهَاجًا. Every prophet, Allah gave a manhaj. And the sharia. And what is that manhaj? أَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْءٍ. That is that manhaj, is to take this path of worshipping Allah alone and not associate partners with Him in anything. The manhaj of following each and every prophet that came to their nation. And the manhaj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that He is the final messenger that came to the people, and He is the one that is to be followed unconditionally. Naam. And if, as the Prophet said to Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, if Musa alayhi salam was alive today, مَا وَسِعَهُ إِلَّا اتِّبَاعِي لَوْ كَانَ مُوسَى حَيًّا. If Musa alayhi salam was alive, except that he would have to follow me. مَا وَسِعَهُ إِلَّا اتِّبَاعِي, إِلَّا that he follows me. So therefore, we're not in doubt as to which is the correct manhaj and the correct aqidah. Correct aqidah, the correct belief, that we have the six beliefs, the six pillars. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Qur'an, كلن آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله نعم واليوم الآخر. And also القدر is mentioned in other verses where Allah سبحانه وتعالى said إن كل شيء خلقناه بقدر. Everything Allah created upon a pre-decree. And also the fact that Allah سبحانه only mentioned these five things, it doesn't mean He didn't mention the قدر. كلن آمن بالله, الإيمان بالله يقتضي القدر, يقتدي القدر أيضا. So all six are mentioned in these five arkan that people think is only five. It's actually six. كلن آمن بالله وملائكتي وكتبي ورسلي واليوم الآخر. And قدر is mentioned in the first belief, amantu billah. Because what is qadr? To believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has knowledge. He knows everything, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he wrote it down before, and he told the pen to write it down. 50,000 years before creation, he said, Uktub. He said, what should I write? Write whatever is going to happen, the maqadir. Everything that is going to happen. So Allah's knowledge is vast. And it is already, he knows the past, the present, and the future. So all of that is already mentioned in those verses, which is in the last part of Surah Al-Baqarah. Six pillars, and also the manhaj, the methodology of following Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to form a new way, but rather following the way of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, على manhaj al-haq. والمنهج هو الطريق الواضح. Allahu Akbar. طريق الواضح, the clear path. That is the manhaj. لا تزال طائفة من أمتي على الحق ظاهرين. There will not cease to be a group amongst my ummah clearly upon the truth. لا يضرهم من خذلهم. They will not be harmed by those who try to deceive them. ولا من خالفهم. Nor by those who oppose them. حتى يأتي أمر الله وهم على ذلك. Until the command of Allah comes and they are upon that. So they are upon that manhaj al-wadih. They're not shaky. They don't change today upon one way, tomorrow upon another way. They are upon manhaj al-wadih, because that is the manhaj of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It doesn't change. وَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا وَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَحْوِيلًا. No change in the sunnah of Allah. Sunnah of Allah is already clear, is already established. It will not change. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. No, it's complete. What can you add to perfection? You can't. You can't add except deviation. وماذا بعد الحق إلا الضلال. قل جاء الحق وزهق الباطل إن الباطل كان زهوقا. So you can't have truth and falsehood coming together. It's impossible. It's impossible. Truth is one. نعم. Truth is one. And it's one path. قل هذه سبيلي. Singular. أدعو إلى الله. إخلاص. أنا ومن اتبعني وسبحان الله ما أنا من المشركين. So it's one path. وأن هذا صراط مستقيم فاتبعوه. How many paths? How many صراط مستقيم there are? It's one. وأن هذا صراط مستقيم فاتبعوه. ولا تتبعوا السبل. Plural. ولا تتبعوا السبل. Don't follow other paths. They will lead you away from his path. ولا تتبعوا السبل. Huh? What's the next part of the verse? Huh? Ish? It will lead you away from his path. You see, he said sabili. Naam. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Hold on to the habl, the rope of Allah, all together, and do not split up. يَا سَائِلًا عَنْ مَنْهَجِ الْحَقِّ يَبْتَغِي سلوك طريق القوم حقا ويسعد. اي والله ويسعد. اسعد الناس بشفاعه يوم القيامه من قال لا اله الا الله خالصا من قلبه. Prophet said that to Abu Hurairah when he asked about who are the happiest people. Who are the happiest people? من قال لا اله الا الله خالصا من قلبه. Who's upon tawheed? الله اكبر. Is upon tawheed. Hadith in Bukhari. Kitab al-ilm. Why did Imam Bukhari put it in Kitab al-ilm? And all of it is about happiest people. And all of it is about shafa'ah. Why did he put it in Kitab al-ilm? Because of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu's hirs, his concern for knowledge. And he asked this to the Prophet and said to him, I didn't expect anyone to ask me before you. For what I know of your hirs. Your hirs, your concern for knowledge. يا سائلا عن منهج الحق يبتغي سلوك طريق القوم حقا ويسعدوا. اي والله اسعد الناس اهل التوحيد. اسعد الناس اهل السنه حقا. They love each other. They are brothers. نعم انما المؤمنون اخوه. Truly they are true brothers. سبحان الله. The ائمه, the علماء. I was in a car with Sheikh Rabi once. I showed him a book. The book is رسائل متبادلة بين شيخ بن باز رحمه الله وسائر المشايخ وسائر العلماء. A book which is about letters. Someone put all letters or many letters between Sheikh bin Baz رحمه الله and other scholars. And all the, you know, to and fro. Sheikh bin Baz رحمه الله with the likes of Sheikh عبد الرزاق العفيفي. Sheikh bin Baz رحمه الله also is mentioned in Sheikh Muhammad al-Banna رحمه الله, from the teachers who used to teach in Jamia Islamiyah and who used to teach in Jeddah. Nah, he's mentioned in there. Sheikh bin Baz, rahimahullah, and Sheikh Taqid al-Hilali, al-Maghribi. Yani, rahimahullah, jami'an. Sheikh bin Baz rahimahullah and other scholars, from the elders, those who passed away, great scholars, Sheikh Hamad al-Ansari and Omar Falata and other than them. You look in this book, how great this book is. I mentioned it to Sheikh Rabi Hafidullah. He said, Allahu Akbar. He said, Allahu Akbar. How it used to be back in the days. Huh? كيف كانت الأيام. Eh, wallah. Those days, the golden days. 1381, when Jam Islami was opened. Huh? The heads of Da'wah to Salafiyyah teaching in Islamic University of Medina. Sheikh Hamad al-Ansari. Al-Mali. Naam. Sheikh Muhammad Aman al-Jami from Ethiopia. Sheikh Taqiyyid al-Hilani min Maghrib. Sheikh Abdul Razzaq Afifi from Egypt. Naam. And other than them from great scholars. Muhammad Amin al-Shinqiti from Mauritania. And other great scholars. Where are they? And Sheikh Abdul Aziz bin Baz, rahimahullah, only one place. And Sheikh Al-Ban, rahimahullah, coming to set up the hadith program. Naam, who was Sheikh Muhammad al-Banna, rahimahullah's neighbor. Naam, great scholars, teaching. Teaching what? Tawheed wa sunnah. Manhaj al-haq. Manhaj al-haq. Ayya wallah. Good old days, the great old days. Not as it used to be. Still khair. Still khair, alhamdulillah. But not as it used to be. But it's still khair. No one can make inkar of khair. If you hear somebody say, oh, where is the manhaj al-salaf in ibad? Where is the manhaj al-salaf in that way, in da'wah? Where is manhaj al-salaf? As if he's making inkar. Then know that that is nafas, had a nafas, had al-kalam, is not kalam zalafi. Because why? Manhaj al-salaf is always there, alhamdulillah. لا تزال طائفة من أمتي الحق ظاهرين. But at the head of the century, it is the strongest. At the head of the century, you have this great imma reviving the deen. As the hadith in Sunan Abi Dawood, in Allah yab'athu ala ras al-qarn, man yujaddidu al-umma umura deeniha. And at the head of the century, they were in their 60s, reviving the deen as a whole. Allahu Akbar. At the head of the century, the likes of Sheikh Abdul Aziz bin Baz, rahimahullah, and Sheikh ibn Uthaymeen, rahimahullah, and Sheikh al-Albani, rahimahullah, they were in their 60s, great scholars. In 1415, when Sheikh Muhammad Aman al-Jami, rahimahullah, passed away. Naam. Then it was going down. After the head of the century, scholars starting passing away. And after 1421, 1422, 23, scholars starting passing away. Sheikh Abdul Baz, rahimahullah, Sheikh ibn Uthaymeen, they started passing one after the other. If you look at their life when they were born, it's between 3 years. And look at their life between they died, is between 3 years. Subhanallah. Yeah, just look at that. You can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has raised these a'immah in the same time period, and He took them away in the same time period. They are the mujaddidun. Mujaddidun of Ahlul Sunnah in this time. A'immah. Naam. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا لَمَّا صَبَرُ وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُوقِنُونَ. Naam. We have made them a'immah, guiding to our way, guiding. Subhanallah. لَمَّا صَبَرُوا, when they were patient, and we know they were the best of those who are patient. You just look at what they've left behind. Huh? Naam. إن الأنبياء إن العلماء ورثة الأنبياء إن الأنبياء لم يورثوا دينارا ولا درهما ولكن ورثوا العلم فمن أخذها أخذ بحظ وافر. This is what they left behind. علم. علم النافع. الله أكبر. So the one who speaks against them, the one who reviles them, then know that he has lost the path. He has lost the path of Sirat al-Mustaqim. And those they praise, na'am, from those who are upon istiqamah, not those who divert afterwards, they know that also they have lost. تَأَمَّلْ هَدَاكَ اللَّهُ مَا قَدْ نَظَمْتُهُ. So ponder. Ey wallah, ponder. It's ibadah, ya rajul. It's ibadah to ponder over the Qur'an. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ وَلَوْ كَانَ مِنْ عِنْدِ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ لَوَجَدُوا فِيهِ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. Don't they ponder over the Qur'an? If it was from any other than Allah, they would find many differences in it, many contradictions in it. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. Don't they ponder over the Qur'an? Or is it they have locks in their hearts? Salamatullah. تَأَمَّلْ هَدَكَ اللَّهِ مَا قَدْ نَظَمْتُهُ. وَاللَّهِ هِدَايَةٌ from Allah. هِدَايَةُ الْبَيَانِ وَهِدَايَةُ الْبَيَانِ وَالْإِرْشَادِ وَهِدَايَةُ التَّوْفِيقِ. It's all from Allah. Naam. Hidayat al-tawfiq from Allah. And Hidayat al-bayan al-irshad, Allah sends you somebody to help you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to show you the way, the alim, that you study with the alim, you study with someone going through the books of the ulama, taking things back to ahlul ilm. Ta'ammal hadaka Allah, ma qad nadamtuhu. So all of it is from Allah. Ta'ammul man qad kana lil haqq yaqsidu. That's the ta'ammul that is required. The pondering that is required is that the one who seeks the haqq, that is the one that, not the one that is playing games, la'ab, not that one. Ta'ammul of somebody who is sincere, he's sincerely seeking to ponder, sincerely seeking to learn. Na'am. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, ayyu dhanbi a'zam. What's the worst sin? أن تجعل لله ندا وهو خلقك. He صلى الله عليه وسلم said that you make with Allah a partner while He's the one who created you. So not being sincere, committing shirk, whether it's riya, whether it's shirk al-akbar or al-asghar, riya, أخوف ما أخاف عليكم, shirk al-asghar, riya, أخوف ما أخاف عليكم, riya. That is the most I fear for you, is to show off, to do things for the people, not for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that ta'amul is required, man qad kana lil haqq yaqsidu. You want this haqq, not you want to gain knowledge, so you gain authority amongst the people, or to look down upon the people, be arrogant with your knowledge. This is not what is sought. If that is what you're seeking, then you come under that hadith, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned, na'am, man naza'ani fi ridai. Qasam to who? Whoever competes with me in my cloak, my pride, which is pride is his cloak. Al-kibriya'u rida'i. This is my cloak. Whoever competes with me with my cloak, with my pride, I break him. Allah says, I break him. Khalas, he will no longer be able to get up from it because he will be destroyed. He's upon the path of destruction. Arrogance, wallah. Arrogance. So what is arrogance? What ma huwa al-kibr? Al-kibr batrul haqq wa ghamtun nas. Batrul haqq. Truncating the truth. You know the truth, but you don't say it. That is al-kibr. Batrul haqq. You know the truth, but you don't speak the truth. You try to hide it. You don't want to admit that you are wrong. Kibr. Batrul nas wa ghamtul haqq. Batrul haqq wa ghamtun nas. Ghamtun nas, even though they clarify to you that this is wrong and this is this and this, you don't want to accept it from them. Or they make tawbah, you don't want to accept it from them. Subhanallah. Qasd. Nuqirru bi anna Allah la rabba ghayruhu. We have to affirm that there's no other Lord. La rabba ghayruhu. Ay wallah. None has the right to be worshipped except Allah. لا معبود بحق إلا الله. In all forms of ibadah, all forms of worship. And Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah said, العبادة اسم جامع لكل ما يحبه الله ويرضى من الأقوال والأفعال الظاهرة والباطنة. Ibadah is a comprehensive term towards everything that Allah loves, from statements and actions, that which is apparent and that which is hidden. So we have to affirm that all ibadah belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibadah of the heart, ibadah of the limbs, ibadah of the tongue. Saying La ilaha illallah, saying Subhanallah, saying Alhamdulillah, saying Allahu Akbar, saying Adhkar, and seeking with that the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibadah. Doing your salawat al-khams, dua, actions of the heart, tawakkul. Na'am, reliance. Hoping to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, tawakkal al-hayy alladhi la yamut. Rely upon the one who is the all-living, who doesn't die. Wa tawakkal Allah, inna Allah yuhibbul mutawakkilin. Rely upon Allah. Allah loves those who rely upon Him alone. لو أنكم تتوكلون على الله حق توكله لرزقكم كما يرزق الطير يغدو خماصا ويروح يغدو خماصا ويروح بطانا. If you were truly to rely upon Allah, true reliance. In a hadith that the Prophet said to Umar al-Khattab رضي الله عنه, if you were truly to rely upon Allah, true reliance, then you would be like the bird that goes out empty stomach, comes back full stomach. Subhanallah. Reliance, tawakkul. نقر بأن الله لا رب غيره إله على العرش العظيم ممجد الله أكبر إله على العرش above the throne. Yes, and we ask, where is Allah? Because it's a question that Rasulullah has asked. No, we don't shy away from those questions. It's aqidah. أين الله؟ حديث صحيح مسلم، حديث معاوية بن حكم السلمي. What do you want me to do? Like these new pseudo du'a to go around saying that, oh, why are you asking this question? This is not the... Did Rasul... Yes, he did. Ya akhi, read, ya akhi. Iqra. Read. Rasul said it. Na'am. And he said it to Sahabiya, the Jariya. And she affirmed. And she affirmed by pointing up that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fi sama, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above the arsh in a way which befits His Majesty. She affirmed that. And he said, man ana? He said, you are Rasulullah. Ta'tiqha fa innaha ish. Mu'mina. Idan min al-iman. أن تقر بأن الله فوق العرش فوق السبع السماوات أن الله فوق إليه يصعد الكلم الطيب والعمل الصالح يرفعه. Him rises the good speech and the good actions make it rise even more. Allah is above in a way which befits His Majesty سبحانه وتعالى and is able to see what we are doing and hear what we are doing. نعم إله على العرش العظيم ومجد. يخافون ربهم من ها فوقهم. إذن ماذا تريد؟ They fear their Lord from above them. What do you want? ها this deen of Allah, this Quran. But the Mu'tazila, they start using their عقل, which not just any عقل, ها, because there's two types of عقل. There's عقل سليم, there's the sane intellect, and there's the عقل غير سليم, ها خربان. The عقل which is corrupt, and that is the way of the innovators. What do they say? They say, and it was said to Shariq the Qadi, who was upon da'wah to Salafiyya, upon Sunnah. They said to him, a group of Mu'tazila, they deny that Allah is above the arsh. What? How did they? You know what they say? They say that in one part of the earth, or one part of above means, could be above, but if you're on the other part of the earth, it will be below. They use it their aql. They don't know. See, they're just thinking about earth. Allah is above all of creation, ya Rajul. All of the stars, the Milky Ways, the galaxies, Allah is above all of that. So even you thinking below, it's actually above. Allah is above everything. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's not part of creation. He's not just outside the skies. Allah is above all of creation. Allahu Akbar. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Shaykh al-Albani, Allah said to these Ash'aris, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the heavens and the earth and all of that which is between it, He created it and it's all below Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He is above all of creation. Not part of creation, not in creation, above creation. Why? He's a khaliq. وَنَحْنُ الْمَخْلُوقُونَ. We are all created, creation. And He's the creator. إِلَهٌ عَلَى الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ مُمَجَّدُ. نعم, the arsh. Great throne. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is exalted, the great, Mumajjad, the one who is honorable. Naam. وَنَشْهَدُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ مَعْبُودُنَا الَّذِي نُخَصِّصُهُ بِالْحُبِّ ذُلًّا وَنُفْرِدُ. And we testify that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one who is مَعْبُودُنَا وَهُوَ مَعْبُودِي لَيْسَ لِي مَعْبُودٌ سِوَاهُ. Surah 3. وَهُوَ مَعْبُودِي لَيْسَ لِي مَعْبُودٌ سِوَاهُ. He is the one that we worship. We don't have anyone else besides Him to worship. Because He is... We're not like the Mushabbiha. Those who liken Allah to creation. As Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah said, the Mushabbiha ya'buduna sanaman. They worship idols because they liken Allah to creation. وَالْمُعَطِّلَ يَعْبُدُونَ عَدَمًا. The negators, they worship nothing. But we Ahl Sunnah in the middle, amongst these misguided paths in all affairs, Ahl-Sunnah, they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And they affirm for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what He affirms for Himself. إِلَهٌ عَلَى الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمُ مُمَجَّدُ. إِنَّمْ ذُو الْعَرْشِ الْمَجِيدُ فَعَالُ لِمَا يُرِيدُ. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, He does what He wills. وَنَشْهَدُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ مَعْبُودُنَا الَّذِي نُخَصِّصُهُ بِالْحُبِّ ذُلًّا وَنُفْرِدُ. نُخَصِّصُهُ بِالْحُبِّ. Naam, because when we say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, it necessitates al-mahabba wa-ta'zeem. Wa-ta'zeem. As Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah said, it necessitates two things. When you worship Allah, when you say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, all praises due to Allah, it necessitates al-mahabba, love, and ta'zeem. Exalting Allah, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is deserving of that. What's the difference then between giving anyone who has authority in this dunya? Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen Allah says, the difference is that you may fear that person who has this authority, but with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you show him that authority, meaning that you affirm that his authority, and that's with love for him. That's with love for him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. You love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بِالْحُبِّ ذُلًّا نَعَمْ upon ذُل, upon humility, you humble yourself to Allah. وَنُفْرِدُ نَعَمْ, we single him out in worship. The man who said, MashaAllah washita ya Rasulullah, قَالَ أَجْعَلْتَنِي لِلَّهِ نِدًّا, have you made me a partner with Allah? قُلْ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ, say whatever Allah willed on his own. The Prophet ﷺ teaching the Sahaba radiallahu anhum to be upon Tawheed, to be upon Ikhlas, to be upon Ittiba' of this blessed path. فَلِلَّهِ كُلُّ الْحَمْدِ, so Allah belongs all hamd. وَالْمَجْدِ وَالْثَنَى نَعَمْ, subhanAllah, all hamd, all praise and highness and all good statements, all thana, all praise, all to be extolled and so on. فَمِنْ أَجْلِ ذَا كُلٌّ إِلَى اللَّهِ يَقْصِدُ, because of that, all of them, all of us, إِلَى اللَّهِ يَقْصِدُ, all of us and everyone should worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone and seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. تُسَبِّحُهُ الْأَمْلَاكِ وَالْأَرْضُ وَالسَّمَاءِ, the angels and the earth and the heavens and whatever's between them, وَكُلُّ جَمِيعِ الْخَلْقِ, every creation حَقًا, وَتَحْمَدُ, in true, in reality, in truth, they praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no doubt. تَنَزَّهْ عَنْ نِدٍ وَكُفْءٍ مُمَاثِلٍ, تَنَزَّهْ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from any imperfection, from any partner that is ascribed to him, from any howness that you will try to make of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah used to say, and Shaykh Muhammad al-Banna rahimahullah always used to say, hear it, say it, and quote Imam al-Shafi'i saying, كلما خطر في بالك فالله ليس كذلك, everything that is in your brain, or in your bal, in your aql, in your heart, in your intellect, that you try to liken Allah with, Allah is not like that. Subhanallah. In everything that you try to make from your own self, to describe Allah from your own self, Allah is not like that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already described himself with the most beautiful names and the most beautiful attributes, lofty attributes, subhanahu wa ta'ala. تَنَزَّهْ عَنْ نِدٍ وَكُفْءٍ مُمَاثِلٍ, doesn't mean that he doesn't have a howness. He has a howness that he, subhanahu wa ta'ala, knows. And he has told us enough for us. And we don't go beyond that. عَلَى اللَّهِ الْبَيَانِ وَعَلَى رَسُولِ الْبَلَاغِ وَعَلَيْنَا تَسْلِيمٍ. As Umar ibn Abdul Aziz said, rahimahullah, Allah gave us the clarification. And the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent it for us. بَلَّغَهُ, and upon us is to submit. فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَضَيْتُ وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. They submit to it wholeheartedly. No questioning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. نَعَمْ, لا تسألوا عَمَّا يَفْعَلُوهُمْ يُسْأَلُونَ. Don't ask about what he does. You are the one to be questioned. You and me, we are the ones to be questioned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has all authority. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. تَنَزَّ عَنْ نِدٍّ وَكُفْءٍ مُمَاثِلٍ وَعَنْ وَصْفِ ذِي النُّقْسَانِ جَلَّ الْمُوَحَّدُ, and any description that is naqs, that is naqis, that is deficient, جَلَّ, high is Allah, honorable is Allah, above all of those deficient descriptions that they ascribe to him, مُوَحَّدُ, the one who alone deserves to be worshipped. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَنُثْبِتُ أَخْبَارَ الصِّفَاتِ جَمِيعَهَا, and we affirm all of the sifat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described himself with, all of the descriptions, all of the attributes and characteristics that he has described himself with. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَنَبْرَعُ مِنْ تَأْوِيلِ مَنْ كَانَ يَجْحَدُ, and we are free from any false interpretation for anyone who يَجْحَدُ, who rejects. وجحدوا بها واستيقنتها أنفسهم علوا وإيش ظلما وعلوا الله, see, وجحدوا بها, and they rejected it with what? With upon kibr and upon oppression. They didn't affirm the beautiful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَنَبْرَأُ مِنْ تَأْوِيلِ مَنْ كَانَ يَجْحَدُ. نعم. Ta'wil, tafsir, those who try to manipulate and change that which Allah has affirmed for Himself. فَلَيْسَ يُطِيقُ الْعَقْلُ كُنْهَ صِفَاتِهِ. Reminds me of Ibn Abi Zayd Qirwani's Risala, where he said similar statement. فَلَيْسَ يُطِيقُ الْعَقْلُ كُنْهَ صِفَاتِهِ. The aql, the intellect, on its own, it cannot have the ability to know how His beautiful attributes are. Cannot. فَسَلِّمْ. So submit. لِمَا قَالَ الرَّسُولُ مُحَمَّدُ. To what the Messenger ﷺ said, Muhammadu. نعم. وَمَا أَتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنُهُ فَانْتَهُوا. Whatever the Messenger ﷺ gives you, take it. Whatever he forbids you, keep away from it. Take what the Messenger ﷺ gives you. أَطِعُوا اللَّهُ وَأَطِعُوا الرَّسُولُ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ. أَطِعُوا اللَّهُ وَأَطِعُوا الرَّسُولُ وَلَا تَوَلُّوا عَنْهُ وَأَنْتُمْ تَسْمَعُونَ. Obey Allah and obey the Messenger ﷺ and don't turn away from him while you're here. أَطِعُوا اللَّهُ وَأَطِعُوا الرَّسُولُ. نعم. فَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْكَافِرِينَ. If they turn away, Allah does not like the disbelievers, those who disbelieve, those who turn away. نعم. وَإِنْ تُطِيعُهُ تَهْتَدُوا. And if you obey him, you will be guided. كُلُّ أُمَّةِ يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَبَى. قَالُوا وَمَنْ يَأْبَى يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. قَالَ مَنْ أَطَاعَنِي دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةَ وَمَنْ عَصَانِي فَقَدْ أَبَى. حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه البخاري ومسلم. Those who obey me will enter paradise, and those who disobey me have refused to enter paradise. هو الصمد العالي لعظم صفاته. الله أكبر. He is a samad. Everything is in need of him to exist, and he's not in need of anyone else to exist. العالي, the highest, لعظم صفاته, due to the greatness of his صفات. وكل جميع الخلق لله يصمد. And all of the creation, they are in need of Allah. They are in need of Allah to exist. Without him, they cannot exist. عَلِيٌّ عَلًا عَلِيٌّ عَلَى ذَاتًا وَقَدْرًا وَقَهْرُهُ. Hey, Allah. Allah is above in terms of his that, his essence. As Ibn Abi Zayd al-Qirawani al-Maliki rahimullah said, Malik al-Saghir, what did he say? He died 386 Hijriya. He said, وَهُوَ فَوْقَ الْعَرْشِ بِذَاتِهِ وَفِي كُلِّ مَكَانٍ بِعِلْمِهِ. He is above the arsh by his essence, and he's everywhere in terms of his knowledge. Allah is above the arsh in a way which befits His majesty. Ar-Rahmanu ala al-arsh istawa. In 7 times in the Quran. And throughout the whole Quran, Allah is above, Allah is above, Allah is above. Huh? What do the people want then? What do the people want? Aliyun. And then those who try to be clever, using their intellect. Which intellect? The corrupt one. What do? They say, oh yes, He's above. But He's above in terms of His status, not in terms of His essence. The Asha'ira, they want to negate Allah is above in terms of His essence and His status and His authority. They say no, in terms of authority and status, yes, but in terms of His essence, no. You see, they try to be clever. I say, where you get that from? Who gave you this tafsil, these details? Did it come from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam or Sahaba? No, it's from your intellect. As Hizb al-Tahrir, they said to Shaykh al-Bani, rahmullah, we go back to the intellect to solve the problem of the Ummah. He said, whose intellect, yours or mine? Huh? Everyone's intellect is different. How's that going to unite us? What is going to unite us is going back to the asl, the foundation, Qur'an al-Sunnah ala fahm al-Salaf al-Salih. Not your fahm, not my fahm. The understanding of the pious predecessors, those who preceded us, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. As Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah mentioned in the last part of Al-Wasatiyyah, that is the ijma' that is binding. The consensus that is binding is the ijma' of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And those that, from the best of generations, the first 3 generations, khairun nasi qarni, hadith in Bukhari, thumma ladhina yulunahum, the best people. So why, look at this. A'imma, scholars are teaching us aqeedah. Any other group teaching you aqeedah? Any other group, billah, teaching you aqeedah? No, because they will cooperate with everyone and anyone. Come to the masjid, brother, let's go 40 days. Aqeedah they're going to teach? Generalizations. Come to pray. How? No, don't teach the people how. Just pray. That's what they said to Shaykh al-Banna, rahimahullah. Shaykh Muhammad Abdul Wahab Marzuq al-Banna, rahimahullah, in Jeddah. He said, I went one time with the Tablighis, and he said to teach them how to pray and teach them aqeedah. So he said, when I started teaching them how to pray, one of the heads, he came to me and he said to me, don't teach them this. Just tell them, we don't have this, he said. We just tell them, pray, bas. Doesn't matter how you pray, just pray. Rasulullah said, sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. He didn't say, salli bas. He said, salli, sallu, pray as you have seen me pray. He didn't say, come hajj, khalas. خُدُ عَنِّي مَنَاسِكَكُمْ Take from me the hajj rites. He didn't say just do hajj. How is the da'wah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم? تَفْصِيل وَفَصَّلْنَاهُ تَفْصِيلًا. نعم. It's تَفْصِيل. It's not just anyone just does what he wants to do. Sunnah for Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم غَالِيَةً. Huh? It's honorable. عَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّتِي وَسُنَّةِ الْخُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ الْمَهْدِيِّينَ مِنْ بَعْدِي. That is the sunnah. Go upon you, so hold on to my sunnah and the sunnah rightly guided caliphs. Aliyun ala dhatan wa qadran wa qahruhu. You see? With tafseel. Ahlul sunnah have tafseel. The salafiyun, ahlul athar have tafseel. Somebody say, why are you wasting your time, Yaghi? Said, no, we're not wasting our time. This is what the Prophet taught us. This is what Sahaba conveyed. This is what the Salaf defended in volumes, in books. But you don't know the books of the Salaf. Usulul sunnah Imam Ahmad. What is that? He will say to you. Kitab al-Sunnah of Ibn Abi Asim. What is that he'll say to you? Sunnah of Barbahari. What is that he'll say to you? Lalika is asr intiqad al-Sunnah al-Jama'ah. What is that he'll say to you? Books after books of the Salaf. Aqeedah. Kitab al-Tawheed of Ibn Mandah. Kitab al-Iman of Ibn Mandah. They will not know these books, Ya Abdullah. Kitab al-Sunnah of Abdullah ibn Imam Ahmad. They will not know these books. They won't know what Aqeedah is. They will not know. Wallahi, one of them said that. Said, what is Usul Sunnah Imam Ahmad? What is it? Yani we have to go back to basics. We have to go back to ABC. Alif Bata. Ya akhi, leave your call to politics, which is not going to bring about any benefit. Come back to the aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Come back to the aqidah of Salaf al-Salih. And then you will gain, mashallah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will gain izzah. You will be aziz. You will be honorable. Because this is khair. You are defending the aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah, and Allah will raise you. وَأَنْتُمْ عَلَوْنَ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. You will be uppermost if you are true believers. Starts with aqidah. How are you true believers if your aqidah is corrupt? The heaviest on the scales is La ilaha illallah on Yawm al-Qiyamah. It's put on one side of the scale, and the man who had 99 scrolls of bad deeds on the other side of the scale. And La ilaha illallah will outweigh all of that. Look how heavy La ilaha illallah is. Taqeel. La ilaha illallah. لا معبود بحق إلا الله. It has pillars. It has pillars. And there is aqidah to it. To knowing Allah and His angels and His messengers and His books. Knowing that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us. How great the deen of Allah is. هو الصمد. And how great Allah is. هو الصمد العالي لعظم صفاته وكل جميع الخلق لله يصمد. Ay wallah, we all need of Allah. Can you create anything? Can you make yourself come back to life? Can you do anything without the permission of Allah? You can't even blink, Ya Rajul. You can't even blink except with Allah's permission. You can't breathe. Look how weak we are. خلق الإنسان ضعيفا. Today you're well, tomorrow you're sick. Subhanallah. وإذا مريت فهو يشفين. Who is going to cure you? Who's going to help you when you're in need? When all else fails, everyone fails you. أما يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء. وَيَجْعَلَكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ الْأَرْضِ أَيْلَهُمْ مَعَ اللَّهِ مَا فِي. No one that deserves to be worshipped except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. تَنَزَّهْ عَنْ نِدٍ. We said that. فَلَيْسَ عَلِيٌّ عَلَى ذَاتًا وَقَدْرًا وَقَهْرُهُ قَرِيبٌ مُجِيبٌ بِالْوَرَى مُتَوَدِّدُ. بِالْوَرَى بِمَعْنَى بِالنَّاسِ بِالْخَلْقِ. بِالْوَرَى referring to the people, referring to the creation. قَرِيبٌ مُجِيبٌ بِالْوَرَى. He answers the people when they ask. Hey, wallah. أَمَّا يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيُكْشِفُ السُّوءَ وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. نعم. فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. Allah is close. نعم. He's close to the believers. وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا. He's close to them. He's merciful to them. And He aids them. And he gives them victory. It's qareeb. Subhanahu wa ta'ala mujib. He answers their calls. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mutawaddidu. Na'am. subhanahu wa ta'ala, beloved, and he loves, and he gives. هُوَ الْحَيُّ وَالْقَيُّومُ ذُو الْجُودِ وَالْغِنَى. He's الْحَيُّ الْقَيُّومُ. They're all living, doesn't sleep, no slumber. Allah la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. Al-qayyum, self-subsisting, doesn't need anyone to exist. He's al-qayyum, the one who gives life. He takes it away, and he gives. And he tests. أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ يَتْرَكَ يَقُولَ آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. Allah tests to see those who are true from those who are not. And he is the one who is deserving of all of the authority, subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're all going to die one day. And Allah is the all living. The Rasulullah came upon us and he passed away. The Sahaba came and they passed away. The Tabi'in came and they passed away. The Ulama came and they came and they're passing away one by one. And it's going to be our turn soon. Then we're going to pass away. Kullu nafsin da'iqatul maut. Kullu nafsin da'iqatul maut. Every soul will taste death. نعم ثم توفى كل نفس ما عملت. Then every person will have in full, توفى in full what he has done. Allah is not going to harm, not going to be unjust to you, unjust even one atom of a deed that you have done, that you've put forward, or one atom that is against you. Allah is just, subhanahu wa ta'ala. توفى, everyone will get his full. حتى إذا جاء أحدهم الموت قال ربي ارجعون. Until one of them, death comes upon them, and he says, "Oh Lord, may me come back. Hatta a'malu saliha, la'alli a'malu saliha, that maybe I come back to do good deeds, huh? That maybe I come back to do good deeds. It's over, ya Rajul. It's over. You're dead. Khalas. How are you going to come back? Hatta ida jaa ahadhum al-maut. Qala Rabbi irji'un. La'alli a'malu saliha. Shift la'alli. La'alla hada litaraji, for hope." Huh? You hope, la'alli. Huh? Hope that you can come back, that you will do good deeds. It's over. You have 10 days now of doing good deeds. Look how Allah is blessing. His mercy, merciful. This is the time to gain those good deeds. Not when the time is you're about to die and you're dead, khalas, it's over. La'alli a'malu saliha. Huh? Kalla. Kalla. إِنَّا هِيَ كَلِمَةٌ هُوَ قَائِلُهَا. No of a surety. كَلَّا. خلاص. No turning back. إِنَّا هَيَ كَلِمَةٌ هُوَ قَائِلُهَا. It's a statement which he says. كَلَّا. إِنَّا هَيَ كَلِمَةٌ هُوَ قَائِلُهَا. وَمِن وَرَائِهِمْ بَرْزَخٌ إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. And behind them now is going to be what? Barzakh. The grave. إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. Until the time that they are raised up. The time that they are raised up from their graves for accountability. Al-yawm amal wa ghadan hisab. This is the reality. This is the reality. Wajaat saqatul maut bilhaq. Dhalika ma kunta minhu tahid. And the agonies of death, not just easy, is agonies, is difficult, is hard. Is hard. The Prophet said, inna lil maut la sakarat. Death has agonies and he sweated. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he sweated. Death has agonies. Each and every one of us is going to face those agonies, ya ibadallah. Look, the situation is real. That is what you were running away from. وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ ذَلِكَ مَا كُنْتَ مِنْهُ تَحِيدُ. That is what you are running away from. Death. وَجَاءَتْ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَعَهَا سَائِقٌ وَشَهِيدٌ. And every soul will have those angels bringing it forward for their reckoning. لقد وجاءت كل نفس جاءت سكرة الموت بالحق ذلك ما كنت منه تحيد ونفخ في الصور ذلك يوم الوعيد. نعم نفخ في الصور. When the horn is blown, that is the day of وعيد, the day, that threatening day, that promised day, that وعد. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised you and me to meet him subhanahu wa ta'ala. إن الله لا يخلف الميعاد. Allah doesn't go against his promise. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا. And who is better than Allah in speech? وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا. Allah speaks the truth. It's going to happen. You and me meet Allah. Not going to meet anyone. Huh? يَوْمَ الْقِيَامِ. Meet Allah for reckoning. Not anyone else. Allah for reckoning. So what is it we have put forward? Is it sincerity? Is it ibadah? Is it taqwa? What is it that we have put forward? Because wallahi, time is running out. Every day, your life and my life is getting shorter and shorter. And he is Al-Hayyul Qayyum, the all-living, that we're going to go back to. Al-Qayyum, Dhul-Jud, the one who possesses all generosity. كَانَ رَسُولُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَجْوَدَ النَّاسِ وَأَجْوَدَ مَا يَكُونَ فِي رَمَضَانِ. The Prophet was the most generous of people. Where's our generosity? You want Allah to be generous to you. You want Allah to be kind to you, to have mercy over you. You be not mercy with other people. Not like the Khawarij. Huh? Khawarij. They killed the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. What do you expect when they do all these evil atrocities? They call them ISIS. Huh? ISIS or ISIL. Khawarij. As Sheikh Muhammad bin Hadi said, if they're not the Khawarij, then who else? I don't know who he is then. Who else is it? They are the Khawarij. And from the Khawarij who ate them, are those who ate them. Naam. The dogs of the hellfire. I didn't say it. The Rasulullah said it. Barakallahu fiqh. And we repeat it, no problem. We say it. The Prophet said, شَرُّ قَتْلَ تَحْتَ أَدِيمِ السَّمَاءِ. The worst of those who are killed under the sky. The Khawarij. Yes. The worst of those who are killed under the sky. Look at the havoc they kill. They cause to the Muslim Ummah. They cause so much harm and so much turmoil. Sufaha al-Ahlam. They are foolish in their dreams. Hudatha al-Asnan. They are young in their teeth. And you see them, Shabab. Young. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah protect us. وَلَيْسَ فِيكُمْ أَحَدٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْعِلْمِ. And none from the scholars amongst you, O Khawarij. None from the scholars amongst you, just like none from the Sahaba amongst you. When Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu went to them and said to them in Nahrawan, وَلَيْسَ فِيكُمْ أَحَدٌ مِّنْ أَصْحَابِ رَسُولَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. And likewise we say to them, none from the scholars amongst you. Your scholars are hidden as you claim. عَلِيٌّ عَلَى ذَاتًا وَقَدْرًا وَقَهْرُهُ قَرِيبٌ مُجِيبٌ بِالْوَرَى مُتَوَدِّدُ. هو الحي والقيوم ذو الجود والغنى. Hey, والله, Allah possesses all generosity and all richness. هو الغني أنتم الفقراء والله الغني وأنتم الفقراء. Allah is rich and you are the, and you and me are the destitute ones in need of Allah. Hey, والله, we are miskeen, we are in need of Allah, محتاج. We are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are in need of His guidance daily. How many people go astray? Today, if he become, mashallah, tabarakallah, he graduated with a piece of paper, and you think, khalas, the ummah is on his shoulders. La, ya rajul, until, you know, tazij, as they say, still a baby. Still a baby, the ummah is on your shoulders. Upon what? Upon you, upon your dalala, and upon your thoughts and aql and your own misguided opinions. La, ya rajul, the ummah, Allah didn't place it upon your shoulders. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed it upon the shoulders of the ulama. وَلَوْ رَدُّهُ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ وَإِلَى أُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْهُمْ لَعَلِمَهُ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَنْبِطُونَهُ مِنْهُمْ. نعم. They are the ones who be able to derive the benefits in all affairs. The Ahlul Ilm, the ulama. No, you just graduated and all of a sudden you go back to your country and you think that, mashallah, you have 2,000-3,000 people maybe attending your masjid, khutbah and so on, and all of a sudden the ummah is on your shoulders. Ya Rajul, أنت غير معروف, أنت مجهول. You're not known. Except for what? Except for dalala. Except for inhiraf, deviation. So how is it you're going to solve the people's problems? You can't even solve your own problem. هو الحي والقيوم ذو الجود والغنى وكل صفات الحمد لله تسند. نعم تسند إلى الله. All of the beautiful names and attributes or صفات, lofty attributes. نعم وكل صفات الحمد لله تسند. All of the praiseworthy attributes are for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أحاط بكل الخلق علما وقدرة. أي والله. Allah's knowledge encompasses all of the creations. All of the creation. Allah's knowledge encompasses all of the creation. Not just His knowledge, but His ability, His قدرة. His ability to aid them, to give them, to feed them, to clothe them, to sustain them, to provide for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His knowledge and His qudra, His ability for everyone. Subhanallah. Not just yet now, not just today, not just yesterday. Naam. From when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able from before, now, and in the future. his knowledge from before, now, and in the future, for everyone. Even the ant, the kingdom of ants, the kingdom of bees, the kingdom of fish in the sea, the moon, the stars, the plants, everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-qadir. Wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Not like this one, Zakir Naik, who said to him, he says, I know there's a thousand or a hundred things that of some that Allah can't do. A'udhu billah. What's this? Have adab with Allah. Don't speak about Allah like that. Allah's able to do all things, but what do we add to it? Befitting His majesty. Simple. You don't have to say He doesn't know, doesn't do this, and He does. SubhanAllah. And you start making up your own way as you go along. Your own deen as you go along. It's not tailor, akhi. This is about ittiba'. Deen is ittiba'. It's not make tafsil of your own thawb. This is deen. Deen of Allah is already done. It's already complete. Can't add to that which is already perfect. Ahata bi kulli shay. Allah huwa al-awwal, Surah al-Hadid. Huwa al-awwal, wal-akhir, wal-zahir, wal-batin. He's the first and the last and the highest and the nearest. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah said, this shows you that Allah's knowledge encompasses all of time and all of space. He's the first, no one before Him. He's the last, no one after Him. All of time. He's the highest, no one above Him. He's the nearest, no one closer to you than Allah by His knowledge. Huh? That means all of space. Then where can you go? Where can you hide? Ain't it a tadhabun? Where are you going to go? Where are you going to go? When Allah's knowledge encompasses everything. He knows everything that we are doing. And everything that we are saying. And He sees. وَبِرًّا وَإِحْسَانًا فَإِيَّاهُ نَعْبُدُ أي والله. Allah's na'am, the most righteous. He gives, and He gives, and He gives. And He's kind, and He's merciful. And He loves that which is good, that which you do of good deeds. He loves the fara'id, the obligatory duties. He loves the fara'id. And the nawafil after that. Not the other way around. He loves the fara'id first, the obligatory duties, and then the nawafil after that. Not just come to the masjid, show you how to eat, how to shake your hands. No. First, before that, aqeedah. Show you how to pray, the fara'id. Not just come to the masjid, but knowing how to do the salah. فَإِيَّاهُ نَعْبُدُ To Him is the one that we worship. وَيُبْصِرُ ذَرَّاتِ الْعَوَالِمِ كُلَّهَا Na'am, the smallest of creations and kingdoms Allah knows of its affair. وَيَسْمَعُ أَصْوَاتَ الْعِبَادِ وَيَشْهَدُ And He hears the aswat of the ibad. وَيَشْهَدُ And He bears witness. He hears the aswat of the ibad and He bears witness to all of that. Na'am. كَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا Allah is sufficient as one to be a witness. قُلْ أَيُّ شَيْءٍ أَكْبَرُ شَهَادًا قُلْ قُلِ اللَّهِ Who is the one who is greater, the greatest of witnesses? قُلِ اللَّهِ He witnessed everything that we do, everything that we say, subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah forgive us and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rectify our deeds and make us better. Make us better until we meet Him. Make us better daily until we meet Him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our last actions upon la ilaha illallah, upon ikhlas, and upon the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is where khair is. This is where khair is. Innama al-amal bi khawatim. Actions are taken by the end result. Lahu al-mulku wa lahu al-hamd. Al-muhitu bi mulkihi. To Him belongs all mulk. The mulk, al-mulk, al-mulku yawma idin illah. The kingdom belongs to Allah on the day of judgment. Al-maliki yawm al-din, we say. Mulk belongs to Allah. Kingdom is the King of Kings. King of Kings, Malik al-Muluk. Walhamd, all praise belongs to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Muhit bi-Mulkihi. Al-Muhit bi-Mulkihi. In'am, His kingdom. He knows about His kingdom. All of His kingdom. Allahu Akbar. How great Allah is. Wallahi, how great Allah is. Subhanallah. Walhamdulillah. Wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar. 2 million Muslims will gather together in these next few days. 2 million Muslims. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Hi, here I am, O Allah, I'm at your service. Labbaik la sharika laka labbaik. Here I am, O Allah, I'm at your service. You have no partners. No partners do you have. Inna alhamda, all praise belongs to you. Indeed, all praise belongs to you. Wa ni'mata, all blessings, all provisions, all sustenance, everything that you have given us, our clothes, our food, our drink, everything, the shelter, family, everything that you have given us, security, guidance, Islam, Sunnah, Salafiyya, Tawheed, all of it. Inna alhamda wa ni'mata, from you Allah. Laka wal mulk, to you belongs all of the kingdom of, na'am, all of this kingdom. And that which you have seen, that which you have not seen. Fala uqsimu bima tubsirun wa ma la tubsirun. Innahu la qawlu rasulin kareem. Everything belongs to Allah. Allahu khaliqu kulli shay, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in wakil. Wa huwa ala kulli shay'in wakil. Lahu maqalidu samawati wal ard, والذين كفروا بآيات الله أولئك هم الخاسرون بل الله فاعبدوكم من الشاكرين. Allah is the one we should worship and be from the grateful ones. له الملك وله الحمد المحيط بملكه وحكمته العظمى. His wisdom, إيه والله العظمى, great wisdom. الشيخ ابن عثيمين رحمه الله said, maybe you know, maybe you don't know why something has been legislated, why something has been made haram. Maybe you know, maybe you don't know. And if you know, alhamdulillah, based upon what the scholars have explained. And if you don't know, Allahu a'lam. Wa hikmatuhu al-'uzma. But everything that Allah has legislated is great wisdom. Great wisdom. Wa hikmatuhu al-'uzma biha al-khalqu tashhadu. And the creation bear witness to how great His wisdom is. Wa nashhadu anna Allah yanzilu fi duja. We testify that Allah comes down in the last third part of the night, because duja in the Arabic language means the la in the darkness, middle of the darkness, the dark night, meaning the last third part of the night. في الدجا كما قاله المبعوث بالحق أحمد. نعم, the Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم, who was sent with truth, he said that and he testified to that, that Allah descends in the last third part of the night. Allah descends to the last third part of the night. Is that 61 minutes? Nah, in a way which befits His Majesty. Let's read up to 20. How many abiyat here? 65. لَهُ الْمُلْكُ وَالْحَمْدُ الْمُحِيطُ بِمُلْكِهِ وَحِكْمَتُهُ الْعُظْمَى بِهَا الْخَلْقُ تَشْهَدُ وَنَشْهَدُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَنْزِلُ فِي الدُّجَى كَمَا قَالَهُ الْمَبْعُوثُ بِالْحَقِّ أَحْمَدُ وَنَشْهَدُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ أَرْسَلَ رُسْلَهُ. And we testify that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down His messengers. بِآيَاتِهِ لِلْخَلْقِ تَهْدِي وَتُرْشِدُ وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا يَعْبُدُ اللَّهُ وَشَنِبُ الطَّاغُوتِ. Na'am, this is the da'wah of all the prophets. Worship Allah and keep away from the false deities. وَفَاضَلَ بَيْنَ الرُّسْلِ وَالْخَلْقِ كُلِّهِمْ تِلْكَ الرُّسُلُ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ. And the Sahaba, خير الناس قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم بحكمته جل العظيم الموحد. He chose the Sahaba to be in that time based upon His great wisdom. They are deserving of that. They're the best of the people. As Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, Allah looked into the hearts of the servants and chose the messenger's heart, and heart to be the best of the hearts of the servants. And after that, the Sahaba to be the best of the people after him, of this ummah. فأفضل خلق الله في الأرض والسماء نبي الهدى والعالمين محمد. The best of creation. نعم. في الأرض والسماء نون والقلم وما يسترون ما أنت بنعمة ربك بمجنون وإن لك لأجرا غير ممنون وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم. This is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Upon a great stature, upon a great manner, etiquette, the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم. Not just خلق, خلق عظيم. نبي الهدى والعالمين محمد. نعم. صلى الله عليه ومجدا. نعم, صلى الله عليه ومجدا والآل والصحب دواما سرمدا. وخص له الرحمن أصحابه الأولى أقاموا الهدى والدين حقا ومهدوا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specified for the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Naam, the best people ever to be, the Sahaba. إِذَا ذُكِرَ أَصْحَابِ فَمْسِكُوا. And my companions are mentioned, then we behold, خَيْرُ النَّاسِ. From them is Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, followed by Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, followed by Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, and followed by Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. The best of the Sahaba, the Khulafa al-Rashideen. اقتدي بالذين من بعدي. The Prophet said to the lady who asked, who shall I follow after you? Follow those two after me, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq and Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. Naam. And in general, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum wa radu anhu, والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين تبعهم بإحسان radiallahu anhum wa radu anhu. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us always upon that path of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, there isn't any salvation except their path. There isn't any path that will be accepted by Allah except this path. Quran and Sunnah ala fahm, Salaf al-Salih. This is the only path that will be accepted. With what? Upon our own selves? No. With love and following the way of Ahl Sunnah, the ulama of Ahl Sunnah in every time. Not being disconnected from the ulama. As Abdullah Mubarak was asked, who's the jama'ah? Hey, wallah, look, who's the jama'ah? The Prophet said, افترقت اليهود على 71 فرقة وافترقت النصارى على 72 فرقة وستفترق هذه الأمة على 73 فرقة قالوا من هي يا رسول الله قال الجماعة in one wording الجماعة ابن مسعود said رضي الله عنه الجماعة ما وافق الحق ولو كنت وحدك some people think ما شاء الله as long as you're upon the truth if you're upon your own that means even if you are يعني all علماء saying one thing in عقيدة and منهج and I'm saying something else لا يا رجل that's not جماعة Jama'a, you say something else? Then all the ulama? In aqidah? In aqidah? And in manhaj? Wallahi, one of them said that. Al-jama'a ma wafaq al-haq, wala kunta wahdak. MashaAllah, anta wahdak, MashaAllah. Against all the ulama. Anta wahdak against all the ma'in aqidah. Aqidah is one, ya akhi. You have to be one with your with the imma. In aqidah. You have to be one in manhaj with the imma. When they unite upon a matter, when they gather upon a matter upon which is based upon Quran and Sunnah, ala fahm as-salaf. Which area are you coming from? Which angle are you at? Ibn Mubarak said, Al-Jama'a Alimun bil athar. He said, the Jama'a is the Alim who's upon the athar. You see? The Alim upon the athar. So all of these ulama upon athar, Sheikh Sa'if Uzan, Sheikh Lahidan, Sheikh Rabi', Sheikh Muhammad bin Hadi, all of them upon athar, and you want to go against them. Kayf, anta al-jama'ah, anta lasta al-jama'ah. Anta mubtadi', because you revile them. The ones who revile Ahl Sunnah, they are innovators. Alamatu Ahl Bid'ah, al-waqi'atu fi Ahl Athar. The signs of the innovators is they speak ill of the people of athar. Who are these ulama except Ahl Athar? Sheikh Ubaid al-Jabri, Sheikh Muhammad bin Hadi. Who are they except Ahl al-Athar? Sheikh Abdullah al-Bukhari in Medina, for example. Sheikh Abdul Mu'sin Abbad from the elders of Medina. Ahl al-Athar, speaking about them ill. One of them said, I have a whole book against Sheikh Ubaid. A whole book have been compiled. Anta mubtadi', anta dhal. Speaking against the best of the people in the way you do. Sheikh Rabi Hafidullah said, Sheikh Ubaid Hafidullah, Imam in this time, ya akhi. Imam Salafi in this time. Uskut ya, tifl. Oh youth, oh young boy, oh kid. Shush. Because in the 90s, you weren't even known when these scholars were defending the Aqeedah of Ahlus Sunnah Jama'ah during the Gulf War. During the Gulf War. When the political activists were standing against Sheikh bin Baz, rahimahullah, and against Sheikh ibn Uthaymeen, rahimahullah, and against Sheikh al-Albani, rahimahullah, you weren't even around. So shush, and stick with Ahlul Ilm. Those who defended in the 90s, shown the flag of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. They are the ones who defended the deen at that time. Where were you? Not even, لا تسمعوا لا يبصر. Nothing would be heard. Barakallahu fiqh. So Ahlul Sunnah, alhamdulillah, Ahlul Ilm, ulama. Warathatul Anbiya. We love all of them. Nuhibbuhum. All of them. Don't speak about Ahlul Ilm. Because man aada li waliyan faqad aadantuhu bil harb. Whoever harms a friend of mine, I'm at war with him. And you can see what happened to many of them. Barakallahu fiqh. The sunnah of Allah. Al-Shaykh Rabbi Hafidullah said, they think it's victory. When in fact, more than likely, it's a punishment from Allah. What if someone questions, What if someone questions? What is this? What if someone questions throne? How does it look? The Prophet already mentioned about the throne. And the kursi. The likeliness of the kursi compared to the heavens and the earth is like, or the heavens and the earth compared to the kursi is like a ring in a desert. And likewise, similar to the kursi compared to the throne, it's like a ring in a desert. So the arsh is great, is heavy, is the heaviest on the heaviest of Allah's creation. Because of the hadith, the dua that we say in the morning, or the dhikr that we say, Subhanallah, bihamdi adada khalqih, wa rida nafsih, wa zinata arshih. Zinata arshih means the weight of his arsh. If there was anything else, he would have mentioned as being the most heaviest. Zinata arshih, with the kalimati. So he mentioned that. And that is the hadith, which is the hadith of Juwayriya, the hadith which is in Sahih Muslim. Also, if they question Allah, No, we don't question. We accept. We just follow. We don't follow. We don't question. We just follow. Alhamdulillah, everything that we have in the Quran, we have not. Sahaba, did they question? Shaykh Ali Nasir al-Faqihi in the Haram al-Masjid al-Nabawi. What did he say? He said, we have so many questions that the people asked. Yas'alunaka anil ahillah. They ask you about the moon, the crescent. Yas'alunaka anil hayd. They ask you about menses. Huh? Yas'alunaka anil khamar. They ask you about intoxicants. Huh? They ask you so many questions. Nowhere do we have they ask you about the asma'u sifat of Allah. That means it's known. Huh? It's known. So that they didn't use the question. Sahaba knew it. So when it says in the Quran, we, or it says he, referring to Allah, what would our reply be to a non-Muslim? We, it's, tell them to, in English grammar, you have something called the royal we, the authority we. Tell them that. There's no problem. Say we. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses we, nahnu. Huh? Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. We have sent down the remembrance and we are protecting it. This is the royal we, the authority we. Tell them to go back to the English grammar. Barakallahu fik. The grammar in every language. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Jazakumullahu khairan.